But the underlying causes of the decay of the state, of which I have told you in a former chapter, had not been removed, and reform, therefore, was impossible. Rome was, first and last, and all the time, a city-state, as Athens and Corinth had been city-states in ancient Hellas. It had been able to dominate the Italian peninsula. But Rome, as the ruler of the entire civilized world, was a political impossibility, and could not endure. Her young men were killed in her endless wars. Her farmers were ruined by long military service and by taxation. They either became professional beggars, or hired themselves out to rich landowners, who gave them board and lodging in exchange for their services, and made them serfs, those unfortunate human beings who are neither slaves nor freemen, but who have become part of the soil upon which they work, like so many cows and the trees. The empire, the state, had become everything. The common citizen had dwindled down to less than nothing. As for the slaves, they had heard the words that were spoken by Paul. They had accepted the message of the humble carpenter of Nazareth. They did not rebel against their masters. On the contrary, they had been taught to be meek, and they obeyed their superiors. But they had lost all interest in the affairs of this world, which had proved such a miserable place of abode. They were willing to fight the good fight, that they might enter into the kingdom of heaven.